The prophet Daniel had several prophetic visions spanning a vast period of time. The first of these revelations concerned four world empires, each one represented by a beast coming up out of the sea, that is, out of the nations. The first, a lion with wings, was Babylon. The second, a bear, the Medo-Persian kingdom, as was also the ram with two horns of the following vision. The third beast, a leopard with four wings and four heads, was the Greek monarchy of Alexander the Great. The wings portrayed the speed and extent of his conquests, and the heads, the division of his empire into four kingdoms after Alexander's death. This world power also appeared to Daniel in the second vision as a young impetuous goat, whose large prominent horn, Alexander the Great himself, was suddenly broken and replaced by four other horns, his four generals, thus giving rise to four separate kingdoms. The leopard of the Greek Empire was followed by a fourth, very powerful beast, having large iron teeth with which to devour its victims, and bronze claws to trample them. The beast was terrifying and altogether different from the others. This animal, that portrayed the all-powerful Roman Empire crushing the nations underfoot, had 10 horns, emblem of 10 kings. Daniel was told the 10 kingdoms would come from this empire. This beast would therefore continue to exist, not as a world power, but as a 10-kingdom confederation. Then Daniel saw another horn come up, and uproot three of the first ones. This horn had the eyes of a man, and a mouth that spoke arrogantly. Its beginnings were small, but then it grew strong and boastful. It blasphemed God, and oppressed the saints of the Most High during a set period of time. In the book of Revelation, this ten-horned beast appears as the end-time world ruler and adversary of God, known as the Antichrist, whose reign will mark the height of apostasy, tyranny, and suffering in the world. In his prophecy, Daniel gives an accurate outline of the career of Antiochus Epiphanes, a Syrian king of the 2nd century BC who conquered Palestine and defiled the temple in Jerusalem. This idolatrous and wicked ruler foreshadows the latter-day Antichrist, who will be destroyed by Messiah at his second coming. After this, Daniel saw the Most High, the Ancient of Days, seated on a throne flaming with fire and surrounded with myriads of angels. The kingdoms of the earth were judged, and the fourth beast killed and thrown into the blazing fire. Then, coming with the clouds of heaven, was one like a son of man. He approached the Ancient of Days and was given eternal glory, authority, and sovereign power. Every people and nation worshipped him, and the saints of the Most High received the kingdom. In the Gospels, Jesus frequently refers to himself as the Son of Man. When he appeared before the Sanhedrin, just before his crucifixion, he expressly identified himself with the Son of Man of Daniel's vision, indicating that he was Messiah, the divine king announced by the prophets. Biblical prophecy often comprises more than one accomplishment. Thus, the parts of Daniel's predictions referring to Antiochus Epiphanes foreshadow later times of struggle and suffering for God's people. The wicked Syrian king who persecuted the Jews and profaned the temple figures among the dreadful precursors of the Antichrist. The Lord Jesus, in the Gospels, uses the term employed by Daniel, the abomination that causes desolation, to characterize not only the terrible suffering of Jerusalem at the hands of the Romans in the year AD 70, but especially the great tribulation of the end times, when the real Antichrist appears. In the first year of the reign of Darius the Mede, Daniel remembered that the 70-year Babylonian exile announced by the prophet Jeremiah was drawing to a close. He began to fast and plead with God to forgive his people. Then the angel Gabriel came to him to announce that 70 weeks, or sevens, had been decreed by God for the work of redemption, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the Most Holy One. The indications given by the angel and the calculation of the 70 weeks of years point to the time of the ministry and death of Christ and the destruction of Jerusalem by the Roman armies. The whole passage has a messianic and apocalyptic meaning that has given rise to different interpretations. The book of Daniel ends with a vision that provides a glimpse into the spiritual struggle that rages in the unseen world between the forces of good and evil. Then Daniel saw an awe-inspiring man who resembled in many ways the glorified Christ of John's vision in the book of Revelation. This majestic person tells Daniel that in the end times there would be distress such as had not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time Daniel's people, all those whose names are written in the book of life, would be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth would awake, some to everlasting life, others to everlasting shame, and those who lead many to righteousness would shine like the stars forever and ever. Next episode, the book of Ezra.